The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all so much for tuning in. So there's been a lot of debate over this little diaper change boy doll. Oh my gosh. I'm sure you guys have heard about it. It's kind of, you know, funny that we're even debating this. But I have to admit, I was a little bit shocked when I saw this doll. Now, all right, dolls have been peeing, all right, and urinating for a while. Okay, I mean, I remember in the 80s there was a doll that would wet. I think that I wasn't a big doll person. I never liked playing with dolls. Never. I didn't like stuffed animals. I didn't like dolls. I liked playing with cars and erector sets and light brights and big wheels. I liked that kind of stuff. Those, to me, were a lot more fun. You got to do something with it. So I was never a doll person. And I remember one of my friends had a doll that would pee, and then you would change its underwear or something. I'm like, why? Why? Interestingly, these dolls, I guess, have been around since the 1930s. I think one of the first was called a Betsy Wetsy. That would, I guess, urinate and you would have to change it. I mean, it would be water. You feed it water and then it would pee. And, I mean, mind you, kids think that's fun. And, I mean, it is. It's fun. I mean, especially if you don't have pets. I mean, my kids, they really never wanted anything that urinated because we've always had dogs and cats. And they've had to spend most of their lives cleaning up urine. So it's nothing fun for them. But anyway, now I guess they have taken it to a new level where rather than a little bitty hole in the bottom of the doll, now there's actually a full-blown penis with testicles on the doll. It is an anatomically correct doll. Very anatomically correct. It's called You and Me Change My Diaper Doll Collection, sold at Toys R Us. It cries when it's wet and pees out of an anatomically correct penis. The Huffington Post has reported that some parents are outraged because they think the toy should at least have a warning label. Others think, well, it's good. That's how boys are. That's how they look. It's uncircumcised. It's an uncircumcised baby, but that's fine. Kids should, you know, not be sheltered to such a degree. Now, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, and if you want to weigh in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, I mean, in the olden days, you would be taking care of your brothers and sisters, etc. I mean, I had to, with mine, I had to change them, etc. And, kids are already exposed to this stuff. If anybody had a brother, and the brother liked to flash you, you've seen it. So, as far as I'm concerned, it shouldn't be shocking. However, is it really, really necessary to be on a doll? You know, I mean, remember Barbie and Ken? Yes, there were shapes to it, but you really didn't need genitalia. Did you have to sexualize the toy? Now, this baby doll that pees out of a penis, to me, I really do think it's taken just a little bit too far. And the reason why I say that, okay, it's not because I think we need to shelter our kids anymore, all right? But I don't think it's a toy company's job to teach female and male anatomy to kids of the opposite sex. I don't think it's their job. Number two, the point of the doll is to be cuddly. I mean, what is the purpose of a doll? To play with it. right? You're supposed to play with a toy. You're supposed to play with a doll. So you have a toy doll, and you cuddle it, you feed it, etc. If the kid is supposed to play with a doll, and it has a penis and scrotum, what are you entitling your child? What are you asking your child to do? All right? Are children supposed to play with the genitalia of their brothers and sisters? No. So I think where there could be an issue with this, and why I actually am probably one of the minority saying it's kind of ridiculous, no, is because you don't want kids in the habit of it being okay touching somebody else's penis. And that's what the kids are going to do. I mean, think about, you got to go back and think about the psychology of kids and blocks, etc., okay? So you have blocks. Blocks have to be of a certain size for a kid's grip. Kids want to touch, they want to play, they want to poke their finger in certain things. You'll have certain tubes, etc. How many of us wanted to put our hand in the slinky? Okay? Nothing sexual, it's just we use our senses, we use our touch, we use our hands. Okay, these are things we want to do. So something sticking out, an appendage. When a girl grabs a doll, they grab the arms, they try to play with the fingers, they grab the legs, they play the toes, they're going to grab this body part. It really doesn't need to be there. And I think it will confuse a very young child that thinks, oh, you could just touch genitalia. It's funny, I have a lot of moms ask me about their young boys. At what age is it inappropriate for a boy to grab their breasts? Right? And this is a very, very common subject. And for any of you that have had boys, you kind of understand. You know, young boys, of course, you're breastfeeding them, they're babies, etc. They use them as a pillow. Your kids lay on mama's chest. So it's very common for there to be some interaction when mom is dressed, you know, or breastfeeding, undressed, etc. But at what point do boys have to learn, no, you can't touch them anymore? All right? And it's not a sexual thing with these boys. It's just they're touching things. They touch mom's nose. They touch mom's elbow. They touch mom's arm. They try and touch the boobies. And I usually tell them, you know, after preschool age is when you need to start telling them no, because you don't want them going up to teachers and touching theirs. So because we have to start showing kids limits on what they could touch, don't be confusing them with a toy with genitalia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. I really do appreciate you guys tuning in. I really do. Really quickly, we have a lot to talk about. But we were talking about kids and inappropriateness and, you know, toys, et cetera. One day we should really have a discussion with toys and what I think we're doing wrong with a lot of our toys, okay? I think we've kind of lost the idea of what toys are supposed to be. You know, parents now use toys to distract their kids or use them as a babysitter. When toys originally were designed to help teach the kids and allow them to develop, okay? Like, for example, all right, the Betty Crocker baking system. Okay, you know, kids needed a kid-friendly, safe environment to learn how to cook, okay, because kids were not allowed in the kitchen. Stovetops were too tall, things were too hot, there were knives, etc. So you have a Betty Crocker bake set to help you do that. My uncle's, when he was a kid, he had a chemistry set and a microscope set. By the way, less safe than they are today, might I add. Boy, he had some pretty fancy chemicals in that set. Oh, I love antiques. I wish I knew where that was. I remember looking at it when I was a kid, and this is what he used in the 50s. But, you know, you couldn't be in a chemistry lab. You were a kid. So you would have a toy, toy microscope, toy whatever, to do. So these toys were designed to help you learn, help you develop. A lot of, like, for example, the little big wheel. All right, the big wheel would teach you how to ride a bike. And the big wheel was a tricycle, one of my favorite things in the 70s to do. And you could ride, you wouldn't fall over because it was low to the ground, it made a lot of noise, and you could start doing something that the older kids were doing except safely, youthfully. Okay? Then the video games started to come out. And we found that these video games were very, very useful in terms of distracting and keeping kids busy. During the time that this was happening, more and more moms were in the workforce. And so, or they were multitasking, not in a house setting, but do it, like, for example, rather than milk coming to the home or groceries coming to the home, they were going out more to get what they needed, etc. And so having your kids entertained was an advantage. Now, we never needed our kids entertained in the back of a car before, did we? You know, I don't remember ever needing that. We never needed the kids, I guess, you know, like, for example, we're going to the store. You need to keep quiet when we're at the store. So here, you're going to play on my phone. Why aren't the kids looking around and paying attention at the store? I mean, why aren't you interacting with them? You know, I mean, my kids, I never gave them a computer game to play at the store. I wanted them to see what it's like to go shopping. How tedious, how barbaric sometimes the experience could be. I hate shopping. Hate shopping. So I wanted my kids to endure what I had to endure shopping. The lines, the figuring out what's the best deal, you know, the pain of having a cart that makes a lot of noise and all the other moms or people in the store are looking at you because you have a crappy cart. What happens when you keep dropping things through the little seat area that the kids are sitting in and you have to stop and pick it up? How to go over to a rack while leaving your purse in the shopping cart and worried that somebody's going to take your purse, so you're trying to look at the rack while looking at your purse because you don't want to hold your purse while you look at the rack. I mean, this is what, this, it's an experience that many people have to endure. Your kids shouldn't be immune from that experience. You know, I'll actually remind my kids, because one of them is going to be driving age soon. And one of my kids, he's about 14 and a half, so pretty soon he's going to have to learn how to drive. And while they're sitting there going, beep, 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 doop, 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 I'm like, are you looking at the streets? Are you looking at the streets? Do you know how to get home? No, Mom, actually, I don't. Do you know what street we're on? No, I don't think I do. All right, well, look. Where do I look? Where do I see it? It's up there by the streetlight. Where's the streetlight? You know, I'm like, really? Shut the damn game off and pay attention. And I think that's an absolute huge problem, all right? I know we were talking about this doll with anatomic genitalia. I don't want to talk about it the whole time. But it brings up a topic of what should our toys be and what should we be giving our kids in terms of toys. Now, mind you, I don't mind my kids playing video games. I understand with GTA, you're supposed to shoot people and there's supposed to be cars and hookers and outfit changes and I don't know what they're doing. And I understand that they want to play that for recreation. I'm a little nervous because I really should sit through one game and find out exactly what my kids are learning by this. But if you stop and go, what are my kids spending most of their time doing? If it's playing games that have scantily clad women, hookers and killers and blood and guns, what's developing their minds? And I know some of you are like, yeah, but don't worry, Dr. Dahlia, I play Monopoly with my kid once a year. Really? Monopoly? You think that's very realistic? Somebody lands on Park Place, then they land on Boardwalk, then they take on the Monopoly, they start to buy the houses, they start to buy the hotels, they bankrupt everybody in sight. Every time you pass go, you have to pay taxes. You know what? You got a point. That is pretty realistic. Okay, well, besides Monopoly, what else are our kids doing to develop? What about their fingers developing their dexterity? Okay, well, somebody can argue video games do that. Video games allow them to increase their dexterity. I think there was a study with surgeons and how surgical residents had done better because of video games and their dexterity. I have to tell you, that is one thing I am noticing with video games is they are quick to notice things. I'm actually very, very impressed. My boys will notice things that I don't. You know, I have to wait for something to come across the screen, whereas they're already trained by these video games to look in the far corner of the left, look at the far corner of the right. So they already know that they're supposed to be looking for things hiding out. Mind you, I do see that, but that's not everything to life. That isn't, you know? So what I suggest is you actually look at what they're doing and maybe, I don't want to say choreograph, but maybe plan and strategize some of their games or entertainment to something that they would learn, okay? And if they are, let's say, in the back of the car bored, you tell them to stop, to shut it off, and you talk to them, all right? I mean, you may not really be interested in what the kid wants to say. Lord knows, sometimes my kids could just babble and babble about who knows what, but that is a hell of a lot better than you sitting there doing your thing. They're playing a video game, and they have absolutely no idea how to get themselves back home. So some of you may ask, what is the age at which a kid should know streets or should know how to get home or should know about a child's genitalia? All right. Well, I mean, it all depends on what they're doing and et cetera. So, like, for example, a lot of us will say, well, my kid doesn't really need to know the names of the streets and how to get home and how to drive until they're 16. Oh, that's bull crap. These kids should already be getting some sort of an education by the time they're 10. All right, having an understanding about what a yellow light is, a red light is, etc. And they should actually help you drive, not by getting behind the wheel. And I know many of them are only big enough to be in the back seat, but to explain to you about some of the rules. Mom, it looks like there's going to be a school zone coming up. Mom, it looks like there's a stop sign. Mom, there's a four-way stop. Teach me what right-of-way is. You can teach your 10-year-old kid what that means. You could be teaching your kids so much, and you don't. All right? Now, mind you, some of these kids don't want to be taught. Trust me, when I tried to teach the kids about the birds and the bees, I can't tell you how many vomiting sounds, how many giggles, how many, Dad, save me, I heard. Okay, I get that. I get that. Okay, but most kids, they're interested in driving. They're interested in cooking. Do you guys really sit there and teach your kids how to season food? Some of you do. Good. But a lot of you are like, you know what, get out of here. I'm trying to work. So you go play your video game, and I'll call you when dinner comes. Just what I want you guys to do is whenever your kid is sitting there playing a video game, if there's something you could teach them that you're doing, do that. All right? If there's something they could do to help you with your current job, let them. Some of them are really into that kind of stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so spider bites are on the rise. There's a lot of news about spiders. And you know how there's Shark Week coming up on Discovery if it's not already here? Shark Week. We need to do Spider Week on my show. There's always lots of stuff to talk about spiders. So what we're going to talk about today is how to treat a spider bite and just some, you know, spider 101 type stuff. Okay, really quickly, we have reports that spider bites are on the rise because of the heat, etc. They seem to come into the house. When they come into the house, they like to hide in very, very, you know, comfortable, small areas, corners, etc. And the idea of if you don't bug the bees won't bug you is not true with spiders. I think these spiders have absolutely nothing better to do than to bite you. I've been bitten by spiders, and one was a very, very scary infection, almost taking out my leg. I was very, very frightened. Scary, scary stuff. I hate spiders. I understand spiders are supposed to be here because they help us with our bug population. The problem is they kill these innocent little roly-poly little flies. They kill bugs that I like. All right, so I do not like spiders. I hate them. I hate them. They're scary. I hate them. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so really quickly, you get bit by a spider. What's the first thing you do? Okay, well, I mean, depending on the type of spider, I mean, if you think it's a real dangerous spider, we're going to talk about some of those spiders. Of course, call 911, okay? All right, but let's say you don't know what the hell you were bit by, but you know it was a spider. All right, they say try to keep the spider. Okay? You could squash it. I don't care. Okay? But you try to identify what that spider is. Because if you really think it was a black widow, you need to call the, or if you go to the hospital, you need to let them know that we're talking about a black widow spider bite. Because everybody always asks, when you say I got bit by a spider, everybody always goes, what kind? Well, a lot of us were bitten in our sleep. We wake up with them. We're like, well, I don't know what the hell this is. Most of the spider bites I got, there was a spider never on me. I just woke up with it. And you saw the little puncture holes, and it was some scary stuff. Usually there's a couple of them. And so pretty frightening. The other reason why is sometimes you wake up, you think you were bit by a spider. It never was a spider. It was shingles. So if you can't identify the specimen so your doctor doesn't go, look, it was all in your head. There was never a spider. But that spider was on you, and that's where you have the lesion. If you could save it, they say you could even use rubbing alcohol to preserve the spider. So you could squash a spider if you don't want to have it live. I get that because I don't want you to get rebit. But if it's a dead spider, scoop it up and stick it in a baggie. You can put some alcohol on it to preserve it, and hopefully they'll be able to tell what kind of a spider is based on that. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have nightmares looking at these black widows. All right, so you get a spider bite. First thing you next thing you need to do is you got to clean it. Okay, you got to clean off the bite area with soapy water. They say cool helps feel better a little bit more than warm, but honestly, whatever you have, I don't care. Clean it off. All right, don't rub too deep, but you want to clean enough because remember, there's bacteria and a lot of crap and germs that can now get into your system. All right? The cooler, the more you feel better. So if you use a cool pack or an ice pack, etc., it's going to help with the swelling. It's going to help with the pain. It's also going to vasoconstrict and keep some of the flow of the venom from leaving. And so that could actually be a benefit if it's a very, very scary type of venom that could hurt you and put you into shock, etc. But cool compress is usually, most spider bites are benign, will really help. People always ask, should you elevate? Should you keep the arm down? Elevating. Elevating is great because you reduce the inflammation. You really can't go wrong with that, so I would recommend that. Then if the doctor says or medical provider says, I don't need to see you, it just sounds like a little, you know, an innocent spider bite, you're going to hurt. You know, I mean, it is going to hurt. So if you need to take some Tylenol or anti-inflammatories, etc., that may be an option. But you need to watch the wound and make sure the swelling doesn't get worse, make sure symptoms don't worsen. And if you think you're experiencing difficulty breathing, if you're feeling syncopal, like you're about to pass out, if you are having trouble breathing, palpitations, nausea, muscle spasms, etc., that could be a sign of toxicity from the venom. Pretty scary. You need to call the call the paramedics right away. I don't want you messing around with driving to the hospital. So this was nice. Pestworld.org has a website, and they call this, it's pestworld.org, and they have Spiders 101. So this teaches us about some of the major spiders. It's a real interesting thing. So really quickly, we're going to review some spider stuff, okay? So the first spider on everybody's mind is the black widow. This is one ugly, scary spider, all right? Very black, very shiny, and it has that red hourglass on its abdomen. Now, it is found very, very commonly where I live in Las Vegas and the southern states, etc. It likes warmer weather, but don't be fooled. Black widow spiders are everywhere. All right, they're everywhere, but you'll see them more outside and comfortable and running around because they kind of like to eat. All right, their web is very characteristic. It's a very messy, haphazard web. It's not one of these real beautiful webs that are hexagonal and geometric in shape. Your Black Widow spider web is a very chaotic web. Whenever you see these chaotic webs with a bunch of leaves in them, there is probably a Black Widow nearby. They also like wood piles and firewood and boxes and areas. They like to be undisturbed, they aren't very big on putting their webs up on the ceiling corner. Your Black Widows, it's very, the Black Widows like lower on the ground. They'll crawl, but your Black Widow will usually be on the ground. That's why you'll see a lot of Black Widow bites feet and ankles and something. My husband, he's funny. He says these Black Widows are so mean that they actually tattoo that hourglass on their abdomen. I mean, they tattoo it. They're that mean. In our pop quiz last hour, we talked about the violin-shaped spider. That's the recluse. These recluse spiders have a violin-shaped back, okay? Or it's like a marking of a violin on their back. I think the spider themselves kind of look like a violin, but if you see a violin type of tattoo, these suckers are, I mean, I don't know how they could tattoo their backs, but they do. All right, you see these a lot in the Midwest, all right? But you could also see them in the South, etc. But it's more so in the Midwest. Texas, Georgia, etc. They love living outdoors. Again, debris, wood piles, etc. They're brown, so they get to camouflage nice. They love to be under furniture, in storage areas, closets, etc. They're scary, okay? And they get very defensive, just like Black Widows. They have no problem biting. They have no, they don't care. They will bite you, all right? They're not scared of you. And these will make bites that are very, very ulcerative and necrotic. So a recluse spider bite, when I've seen them in the ER, you could tell because it leaves some real damaged meat. You could also get fever, etc. By the way, there's always some trivia. Like people will say, like the Black Widow eats her husband. They say there's not really been a lot of research demonstrating that. They think it's more of a myth. Very rarely do Black Widow spiders actually eat their mate. That's interesting. So people will say, then where's the mate? Okay, you never see the husband of the Black Widow. Would you want to live with that? Would you really want to live with a female Black Widow? They probably got the hell out of there. That's my guess, okay? They say recluse spiders, they say, wander farthest from the nest than females. These are the males, and they are more likely to crawl in shoes and other attire. The females know better than to mess with a woman's shoe. So your female spider's like, oh, honey, oh, no, don't go there. Don't go there. All right? Now, remember, recluse spiders get their name because they like to be recluse. Then you got the house spiders, commonly found all over the place. They just look nasty. They're probably the most commonly killed. All right? Because we don't like them. When we come back, we need to talk about the jumping spiders. Oh, my God. These suckers need to die. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, as we're celebrating Spider Week. It's not really Spider Week, and we're not really doing a whole week. We're just doing, you know, about a show on spiders. But it's so cool to do Spider Week with these little creepy crawly spiders. When there was a scorpion in my house and I was freaking out last month, I was afraid it was going to jump. And the reason why some of you thought I was an absolute idiot, why I would even think a scorpion was going to jump, is because there's such a thing as a jumping spider. So if spiders can jump, I think any of these pests and insects And I don't even look at scorpions. Scorpions aren't insects. These are like big, scary beasts as far as I'm concerned. Well, prior to that, we were talking about these house spiders. These house spiders, they really do nothing. You know, a lot of them can't even live in the house. Okay, it's not the humidity that it wants. All right. You know, they actually do better, these house spiders, outside in garages, etc. You don't really see a lot of house spiders in the house. Plus, they're kind of easy to kill. A lot of people kill off the house spiders. So these house spiders are smart. They know not to go inside the house because someone will save the house spider and kill it. Okay, but then you got these jumping spiders. And these jumping shy spiders, oh my gosh, I'm looking at one now. I am just getting the heebie-jeebies. They have short legs. They're usually black with some pale markings, and it is found all over the United States. They build a web, right, and they'll have webs inside and outside like a lot of spiders, and they're pretty fast moving, these suckers, okay? And they like to hunt around windows and doors and stuff because that's where insects are. Outside, you could see them a lot under the tree bark. This is being reported by pestworld.org. Of course, stones and boards and bushes and fences, etc. All right? Their bite, thank God, isn't poisonous, but they sure the hell will bite in defense. They have no problem doing that. All right? They say, unlike most spiders, jumping spiders are active during the daytime. As opposed to, you know how black widows will come out at night and they'll hide during the day? These guys love the day. And they jump all over the place. And they also have the keenest vision of all spiders, according to pestworld.org. And they are able to detect movement up to 18 inches in distance. So if you are walking on a sidewalk and there are some bushes about a foot away, you could be an easy target for these jumping spiders. That's pretty scary, okay? Now, what about these long-bodied cellar spiders? Now, I don't have cellars, okay, but these are these big, long legs, where the legs are probably five times the length, if not more, of the body of the spider. They say there's about 20 species throughout United States and Canada. They love dark, damp places like cellars, even though you find them outside a lot. I don't see a lot of these in where I live, in the Southwest, because I think their legs are just so thin, they'll just burn up in the sun. All right, they don't bite. Usually these big, and I think these we could call daddy long legs, these daddy, they really don't bite. People used to think their venom was really, really bad, but from what we understand, they have very weak mouths, so they have a lot of difficulty in injecting this venom into you. And I just confirmed, they are the daddy long legs. So the daddy long legs are okay. Okay, then you have the wolf spiders. Oh, these suckers are ugly. These are the ugly, I'm sorry, I know God's creatures are all supposed to be beautiful. Not these wolf spiders. They're dark brown with stripes and markings and spiny legs and hairy. There's about 100 species of these throughout the United States and Canada, right? They love floor level, especially along walls and furniture. They love to hide under furniture, all right? They can bite. They don't like to bite as much as the Recluse and the Black Widow, but they can bite, all right? And they don't use webs to hunt. They can run. So they will get their prey by running up to them. I know, pretty, pretty scary stuff. Okay, so what to do if there's a spider on you? I mean, how to handle that? Well, they always say you don't want to punch a spider that's on you or smash a spider that's on you because it'll just inject the venom into your skin. They say flick it. You flick the spider away. Now, with me, if I see anything on me, I'm like, ah! You know, and I'm like screaming and yelling and I'm running all over the place, ah! You know, and I slap it away and all that. Don't be doing that. Okay? No drama. And I don't mean to be dramatic. I'm just scared to death of spiders. I say, flick it away. If you flick it away, they won't know it's coming. It's fast, etc. The problem is you got to find the spider after you flick it. Okay? Make sure you clean your home. Spiders know if something's dusty. They know if there's a clutter. And they know clutter, and they know that's probably the best place to be because nobody picks up clutter. When you do work in the garage or basement, etc., according to WikiHow, they say wear gloves and don't forget to tuck your pants into your socks. Okay? A lot of times these suckers will land on your foot, crawl up your leg. Now you're like, oh, okay, now I'm going to tuck. Oh, no. Now you trap the spider up in there. Okay, before you go outside, you tuck your pants into your socks. Don't just wear boots, because remember, the boots have an opening sometimes. They could jump into that boot and crawl down. Okay, you want to make sure you have a seal. Make sure you move beds away from corners and walls. Spiders don't usually walk up bed sheets. They don't. They'll walk up on a wall and land on your bed. So, jumping spider, you're screwed, because these suckers can just jump all over the room. But for the other spiders, they'll usually stay in their corner. They won't want to walk up on a bed, because they know that beds are moved. Okay, and if they don't smell dust, they'll be a little nervous about it. If you have a dusty bed, yeah. Growing up in Arizona, we were taught to always check our shoes, always shake out our shoes, because the spiders love damp. They love moist, they love dark, and they love stink. They love stink. So your shoes could be a biggie. Now, many men would have testicle bites from black widows who were hiding underneath a toilet. All right, be very careful with outhouses. Be extremely, extremely careful with, you got to be extremely, extremely careful with, any sort of toilet. So I always tell everybody to lift the toilet seat and take a peek. Even in just a regular house, it gets cleaned pretty often. All right, make sure you insulate your homes, because they come in through little cracks, etc. And you can use DEET. You could use insect repellent for your spiders. A lot of us women know that if we're trying to do our makeup in the morning and a spider's nearby, you hairspray it. Hairspray seems to kill spiders. And again, I am not trying to, tell you guys to kill, God's creatures, but we got to protect against spider bites, because they are on the rise. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, apparently, Red Robin and Cheesecake Factory have been under some fire, right? Because they have a lot of foods that are very, very high in calories. Apparently, Cheesecake Factory's brûlée French toast may have 2,700 calories. This is according to the Center for Science and the Public Interest Extreme Eating Awards. Red Robin, they say, has the monster meal that has peppercorn burger with bacon, bottomless steak fries, monster salted caramel milkshake. This meal combo is 3,500 calories, according to Extreme Eating Rewards. BJ's Restaurant has their small signature deep dish chicken bacon ranch pizza, 2,100, I know I'm getting hungry, 2,100 calories, 30 grams of saturated fat, 4,600 milligrams of sodium. So apparently they have published the quote-unquote worst meals in terms of calories. Now, mind you, okay, I got to hand it to these places. With all the stuff that was happening with Obama's and, the menu changes, etc., the discussion in San Francisco to do away with fast food, I have to hand it to them for them to still be able to keep up their revenue and still be able to keep up their chain. Well, one of the reasons I think a lot of people felt really, really deprived, that now they have to watch what they eat, now they have to look at calories, and some people just said, to heck with it, I'm going to dig in. And they did. So sometimes you see some rebound eating. But honestly, guys, check the calories. Alright, and add them up, because that's a lot. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest
largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.